Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. I gotta tell you, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of anxiety or frustration. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those ups and downs with more grace, more peace? That's exactly what we're diving into today, managing emotions and taking control of our mental health. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? You know that feeling when anger boils over or sadness crashes in, leaving you feeling helpless? Well, guess what? We don't have to be slaves to our feelings. Stoicism, this ancient philosophy, offers some seriously powerful tools for navigating the emotional chaos. And trust me, these aren't your grandpa's dusty old sayings. Stoicism is all about taking responsibility for our thoughts and reactions, focusing on what we can control, and finding strength in adversity. It's not about suppressing emotions, it's about understanding them, accepting them, and ultimately choosing how we respond. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways from this Stoic wisdom that can seriously level up your emotional game. 1. The dichotomy of control. This is a big one, folks. Stoicism teaches us to differentiate between what we can control and what we can't. We can't control the weather, other people's actions, or even the results of our efforts. But what we can control? Our thoughts, our reactions, our choices. Focus your energy on these things, that's where the real power lies. Ever get stuck in traffic and let yourself spiral into road rage? Remember the dichotomy of control. You can't control the traffic, but you can choose to listen to some tunes, practice deep breaths, or use it as a chance to mentally prepare for your day. 2. The power of perspective. How we view situations drastically shapes our emotional response. A Stoic mindset encourages us to look beyond the immediate to see the bigger picture. Is this problem truly insurmountable? Will it matter in a week, a month, a year? Often, taking a step back and reframing things can help diffuse stressful emotions. 3. Mindfulness is your superpower. Being present in the moment is key to managing emotions. When we're constantly ruminating on the past or worrying about the future, anxiety takes hold. Practice mindfulness, pay attention to your senses, your breath, and the here and now. This helps us anchor ourselves and respond to situations with more clarity and calmness. 4. Virtue is your compass. Stoicism emphasizes living a virtuous life: courage, wisdom, justice, temperance. These virtues act as guiding principles, helping us make ethical choices and navigate challenging emotions with integrity. Think about it. When you live in accordance with your values, you feel a sense of purpose and inner strength that can weather any storm. 5. Accept what you can't change. This is a tough one, but crucial. Trying to force things beyond our control only leads to frustration. Stoicism teaches us to accept what is, with grace and resilience. It doesn't mean giving up, it means focusing our energy on what we can influence. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're prepping for a big presentation at work. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweaty, and doubt creeps in: what if I mess up? What if people think I'm not qualified? This is where those Stoic tools come into play. First, acknowledge the feeling of anxiety, it's normal. But then, remember the dichotomy of control. You can't control everyone else's perception, but you can control your preparation, your delivery, and your attitude. Focus on practicing your material, visualizing success, and remembering your expertise. Even if things don't go perfectly, embrace the experience as a learning opportunity. Remember, true growth comes from facing challenges head-on, not avoiding them. So, there you have it, 5 powerful Stoic strategies for managing emotions and cultivating mental well-being. Remember, this isn't about becoming emotionless robots, it's about finding clarity, strength, and resilience within ourselves. It's a journey, folks, not a destination. Take what resonates with you from today's episode, try it out in your own life, and let me know how it goes. Share your thoughts, your experiences, your wins, whatever comes to mind. And don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a single episode of Calm Over Chaos. Until next time, keep finding that peace amidst the chaos.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.